Dear friends,
a final exam is very appropriate and commonplace to receive a license in certain vocations and activities. Take the vocation of being a lawyer, for example. From what I understand, depending on the state that you're going to take that final bar exam, a student can spend about 2 or 3 days taking the bar exam. It's exhausting. And by the end of those 2 or 3 days, you've been tested over all the details of the law, and basically the student can barely even say their ABCs by the end of those days. They're so exhausted. And you know what? It's a good thing. That's a good thing. Why? Because we want lawyers in our community who are fit and competent in their practice. I think we'd all say that's a good thing. Pastors. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastors have extensive tests they have to undergo. One is they've got to pass Greek and Hebrew. Yeah, that's challenging, but in a really hot summer in St. Louis, that's the hard part, is passing Greek and Hebrew with the hot summers. You know what I'm talking about, Merv. You've been there. And then there are the competencies for Old Testament and New Testament. And at the very end of your fourth year, there are oral exams that you have to take. By the end of that moment, all those exams to pass to become a pastor, you're barely able to tie your shoes. There isn't any more information you can have. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Because the Apostle Paul says in Timothy, make sure pastors are fit. And he's not talking about fitness there. What Paul is talking about is they can teach. They're able to teach. They know the teaching of Christianity. Now, there are some vocations and activities that have a shorter final exam. That's very straightforward. Guess how long it takes to take the final exam to have a skydiving license? The final exam? 1 minute. 1 minute. The final exam. Now, there's a lot of teaching that goes on. But the final exam is 1 minute. That's it. That's pretty sweet. Now, in that 1 minute, you've got to show that you're obeying everything that you've been taught. 1 minute, there's a lot of vital information that's being shared. That's a big deal to pass that licensure. Because you want to make sure that you're alive. The 1 minute's really critical. Jesus tonight, what he's doing here, is giving licensure to be one of his followers and disciples. You know what? It's a 1 minute exam. That's it. It's really important though. 1 minute. Jesus says in John chapter 13, here's the exam. Love one another. Now Jesus had taught his disciples for 3 years. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, journeys to Galilee, Judea. Lots of time teaching, but the final exam was 1 minute. That's it. Could they love one another? And Jesus displayed, we heard in our gospel reading, what it meant to love one another. When he takes out his outer garments, and what does he do? He washes the feet of his disciples. Take 1 minute with one disciple. You move on to the next. 1 minute to another disciple. 1 minute. Maybe 2 minutes, but 1 minute. 1 minute segments. Now, this was challenging to wash the feet of his disciples because we know that feet, they're not a glamorous part of the human body, are they? They're sweaty. And you see, back in Jesus' day, there was a lot of traveling that went on from point A to point B. The disciples had sweaty feet. Feet were dry. The rugged landscape, the dusty conditions, you can imagine. Feet are stinky. It doesn't matter how advanced we are with technology. Have we figured out how to like take that odor away? I don't think so. It's still there. But it was challenging for another reason. Jesus had to wash the feet of some difficult people. I wonder what Jesus was thinking. It's okay to wash John's feet. John was a disciple that loved Jesus. John listened. John responded. John knew, could anticipate what Jesus was going to do around the next corner. They had this symmetry. They got along. There was synergy. But to love and show admiration and tender care to Judas. That's another thing. Judas didn't listen. Judas didn't respond. Judas had already hatched the plot to have Jesus crucified, and Jesus knew it, and he loved. He washed the feet of every single person. So the challenge for us isn't just to love one another, it's to do as Jesus did, to love difficult people. Does that sound fun? You ready for this? Richard Bronson wrote a book titled Coping with Difficult People. Do you have difficult people in your life? In his book, he categorizes difficult people into six different categories. I'm going to go through them here for a moment. And as I list these categories, I just want you to picture someone. That don't say it out loud. Don't think of your spouse, okay? We want peace and harmony at Peace Lutheran Church. Category number one, difficult people, according to Richard Bronson. Complainers. They whine and they gripe. Do you have one of those in your life? Yeah? Okay. Kaya, yeah? Okay.